This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, a bit more now from that unemployment report. First of all, manufacturing jobs. They were down 4,000 from October. That continues a long-term trend, as you know if you heard any of the carrier coverage the past couple of days. Second of all, though, the labor market has been growing in the service economy. Information technology, for instance, but also lower-wage, lower-skilled jobs at the bottom end of the income ladder. Leisure and hospitality, healthcare and retail as well. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now on the labor market that is creating lots of jobs, but not all jobs that are created equal.
Let's start at the high end. If you've got a BA or better, your unemployment rate is 2.3%, half the national average. In fields like information technology, finance, medicine, even the skilled building trades, says Harry Holzer at Georgetown University.
The workers that have the skills that are in short supply benefit the most because they can command a higher wage or salary when they get hired.
But here's the surprise. At the low end of the skills ladder, things are also going pretty well. There's a lot of job creation and pretty strong wage growth, too, especially in sectors like restaurants, hotels, and healthcare. It's what Holzer calls polarization of the job market, with growth at the top and the bottom and hollowing out in the middle.
The production jobs, the manufacturing jobs, even clerical jobs, good-paying middle-wage jobs for people with no more than a high school education have really been disappearing.
With less demand for those workers comes lower wages. They get hired temporary or part-time. Ultimately, says Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation, many move into lower-skilled service jobs that pay less.
Jobs in retail stores, about $15 an hour. You know, hotels or restaurants, about $13 an hour. Average manufacturing job pays $20 an hour. And we should be doing more to help people get those skills and to create those opportunities.
Stettner says that'll take worker retraining and industrial policy at the national and local levels to help U.S. producers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.